Hello, and welcome to our Veterans Ascend podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with Melissa Washington. Melissa is a U.S. Navy veteran, founder of the Women Veterans Alliance, keynote speaker and trainer, and author. Melissa is also a special advisor to the American Veteran Organization of Women magazine, a professional magazine by women veterans, for women veterans, and those that support them. She is also the creator of the UNConference, which we will hear about today. The Women Veterans Alliance is the premier network focused on directly impacting the quality of life of women veterans. They do this through transforming the way the community networks to bring people and programs together directly through an energetic grassroots platform. We are privileged to hear about Melissa's service in the Navy, her transition, her journey to writing the book, Get Back to Work, Smart and Savvy Real World Strategies to Make Your Next Career Move, and her motivation to start the Women Veterans Alliance. Melissa, thank you so much for your time today. So tell us about your service in the Navy. I have to always say go Navy, just because I'm a Navy veteran. I have to give the plug there. But tell us about your service, your transition. What was your biggest challenge, either on active duty or after, as you were transitioning?
Awesome. Yeah, and thank you, Robin, for having me on here. And yes, go Navy. I joined the military, it's been almost 30 years ago, so a little different time. I did spend my career, or my short time in the military, on ships, even though at that time, women were not allowed on combat ships. We were allowed on other ships. My first ship was a rescue salvage ship out of Little Creek, Virginia, and did a six-month deployment. And my last ship I was on was a destroyer tender out of 32nd Street and did a six-month deployment on there. I had great experience. When I was in A school, I had met this Marine, and I went on my way. He went on his way. We ended up actually getting married, been married for 26 years. And that goes into my transition out of the military. He was one of those Marines that grew up saying, I'm going to be a Marine. I'm going to, retire from the Marine Corps. And me, I didn't want that that relationship or that marriage, which I saw people that suffered for both of people being in the military.
Right.
And during this time, the President Clinton was downsizing the military, and I raised my hand and said, I want out. And I was able to get out. And my transition was I walked off the ship. 30 days later, I married a Marine, and 30 days later, he deployed. That was my transition.
Wow.
Out of the military. But with that, and I always like to share, and you'll get a kick out of it too, is the my first job out of the military was that I worked for a floor cleaning company. And the only reason that I got a job, so I'm 20-something years old, is because I know how to operate a floor buffer.
That's awesome.
Right? Because in the Navy, on the ship, that's Friday, you strip and you wax the deck. And I was like, I know how to operate one of those.
Hey, I learned how to do it. I wasn't on a ship, but I learned how to do it. So yeah, you're absolutely right. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's one of those, we talk about, the military and our transferable skills of, leadership and, being on time. And part of mine was because I can operate a floor buffer, but working there was short-lived, but it was interesting transition. But one of the things too, and I always like to talk about this too, is when I got in the military, I didn't consider myself a veteran. My dad's a veteran. He fought in Vietnam. That's a veteran. And that's what a veteran looks like to me at that time.
Right.
Of course, since then, that has changed as far as the way that things are, that they were at the time, but I just didn't see it that way. And that's part of, too, of when I get to talk about our organization, that I want to help change the minds of people and to remember that women do serve. And also, too, are women that serve, reminding them that, yes, you are a veteran, and these are benefits that you're not taking advantage of.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. When I got out of the Navy, I didn't think about it either. And then when I, several years later, started the Veterans Organization and started getting back into the community, I didn't consider myself in that package either until somebody said to me, you raised your right hand to say you would defend this country. Every day that you served for 9 years, you didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know if the next day you were going to be on the front lines or in combat or whatever the case may be. You served, you are a veteran. So I've always remembered that, and it's helped me. So you're right. Women tend to, you know, stay back from getting that recognition. So I'm so happy that you're out there leading that charge. But first, let's talk about you, because we're going to talk about your alliance, which I can't wait to talk about. But let's talk about your book, Get Back to Work, Smart and Savvy Real World Strategies to Make Your Next Career Move. For those who haven't read it, is it specific to veterans, or is it very helpful specifically to veterans, or what's the concept?
It's open to all as far as getting back to work. And I didn't want to say get back to a job because it's also open to those that are entrepreneurs, because I feel as entrepreneur myself and small business, you're always looking for work, whether however that work is. And there's ways that, you know, we have to brand ourselves and look at it. But I do offer different snippets throughout the book for veterans as well as military spouses, having been a military spouse as well. And I also have in the back of the book the whole checklist specifically for veterans in there. So pretty much everything, it doesn't matter where you're at in your career, or I mean, if you've gotten laid off, wherever you're at, the book is, it's ideal, and it's a small book. And the reason I wrote the book is because I was laid off myself when the economy downturned in 2008. And ended up starting a job seekers group, which started I started a checklist, which evolved into my book. And it's practical, right? Because there's so many times you read books and you're waiting, you're like on a page 132, you're like, okay, they haven't given me anything. I want to give people stuff right off the bat.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
In the book.
Everybody needs to read that then, because you're right. I love that you say get back to work from a perspective of as an entrepreneur as well, because that is your work. And it's making those smart and savvy decisions about where that company you're building is going. I'm totally in the midst of that right now, building my company, and you're building Veterans Ascend. So awesome. I can't wait to read it. All right, so now I'm going to talk about the Women Veterans Alliance, which I love. What's the mission? What services does the organization provide? And how can the community support the organization?
Absolutely. So I started the organization about 5 years ago, and the reason I started it is because I could not find a professional networking group for women. And there are, of course, for women veterans, of course, there is a traditional veterans group, and that's not what I was particularly looking for. So I got a bunch of women together, and what was supposed to be a hobby turned into a full-blown national organization there, because there's such a need there for women. And a lot of it is, you know, what you said in the beginning as far as the intro, it's connecting, right? There's so many resources out there. There's so many women that feel isolated. There's so many women that want to give, but how do they give? Or there's people that want to give to veterans, but how do they do that? And that's what we're taking. It's like, how can we help women? How can we help women who don't identify? Let's help women get their benefits. Let's be able to talk to a woman one-on-one, because it's a lot easier for a woman to speak to another woman veteran than going to speak to some guy about her time in the service. And we want to make sure that that's something that we can help get her connected to. And I didn't, you know what, honestly, I didn't realize the need, that this was such a great need for women until I started this, and hearing from women as they would find us, you know, on Facebook and other things, and hearing their stories and learning about their experience in the military. Even though we're all from different branches, we still have that same common thread there. And it's so important.
Absolutely.
To do that. It's just, it's again, not really knowing, and just, but what a difference that we've made in women's lives, you know, just in the last 5 years of, you know, where I get a text from a woman who texts me and says, you know, I finally got my disability percentage. Thank you for getting me connected with the right person. Or thank you, I'm a first-time home buyer because I never thought I was a veteran. I never thought I qualified for a VA home loan. Wow. You know, those are impactful things.
Yes. But
it's also changing the narrative, too, of women veterans. Yes, we know that there's, you know, we're a higher risk of suicide. We know there's an increase of homelessness. But there's also, too, women that are successful in their jobs or their businesses, you know, and helping them, but also, too, helping our other sisters. So if we can all just help each other, but also, too, let the community know how they can help us. And one of the things, because I think it's easy for someone to say, hey, I have a bag of clothes, can I give them to the women veterans? I get offended by that. Some don't, because to me, I take it as demeaning. Just like if someone had offered me, oh, I have a whole box of toiletries from hotels, can I give those to you to give to the women veterans? No. Because that's their mindset, right? When they have
right.
to veterans, like, oh, let's give my used stuff to veterans.
Right.
Why? we should be having the new staff, right? We should be having that. And to me, that's so important to have that. And that also, when I talk about the unconference, some of that is weaved into the unconference when it comes to those types of things, because we need to be uplifted. And I'm sorry, if I give somebody a used suit, how is that uplifting? I mean, in some ways it is, they're grateful, but they raised their right hand and made the sacrifice. We should be, it should be 5 stars for all of our veterans for everything. I mean, it's bad enough we have to fight for benefits but that's why we need to come together. And that's why I get so, like, I know my heart's racing right now, because I just get so, you know, excited and passionate about this, because it just, it's always the negative stuff that gets talked about veterans. It's always the billboard you see with the, oh, help, you know, help the wounded veteran.
Right.
But too, also, a lot of our injuries are invisible.
Yes.
So how do you compel somebody to give if they don't see? Well, I don't, you know, you have all your limbs, you look fine.
Right.
But we just have to share who we are and what we can do as well. And women need to understand their value, which is so, so huge. Because just in general, women, our self-values, we don't even realize our value with that. And then even more so compounded on that, if you're a woman veteran, you probably don't even realize you just have already being a woman and then being a veteran, like not realizing your value, and you think, oh, well, I can just take this job. Well, no, you should be able to take this job, right?
Right.
So being able to help women realize that and say, no, you can do this. But also too, with what I do is I want to connect to employers. I want to get women, you know, referred into companies. I don't want them to have to go through that applicant tracking system, of course, if they have to, but, you know, let's get them dialed in to employers and there, and that they can realize, okay, these are opportunities that we have. But also too, companies need to be flexible with our veterans, because there might be times, you know, they just veterans in general, it's like, okay, I got to go to a doctor's appointment. And if anybody has experience with the VA, you know, they're notorious for their different, whether cancellations or rescheduling your appointment with that. So having that flexibility too. So, and I want veterans to use all their benefits, health care, buying a home, even getting the discount at Home Depot and Lowe's, right? It's something. It should be more, but that's, you know, we're not talking about what my perfect world would be, but
well, you're
but I can
very
work
passionate.
On making it better.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And I love it. As a female veteran, I love what you're doing. I love the cause. I agree 100%, 1,000% with you. When I got out of the Navy, I went to a resume writer, and he told me, no one will understand what you did in the military or why you were in the military. At the time I thought, well, that's really weird. That's, you know, strange, whatever. And it obviously, fast forward all these years, and one of the reasons, my real catalyst for starting Veterans Ascend, is that very reason, that veterans take their skills for granted, especially female veterans. And I want them to feel proud of those skills, understand what they are, even if they, you know, they think, I'm an infantry, I don't have any other skills except security, and I don't want to do that. And as a civilian, what else can I do? You know, so I really created Veterans Ascend to give them that foundation for being proud of the skills that they have. And on the employer side as well, through Veterans Ascend, they don't see until they unlock the contact information if they're male or female, what ethnicity they are, or their age. So it breaks those barriers of initial, you know, biases and things like that we know happen. And at that point that they unlock the contact information, they've already made the decision, this veteran has the skills I need. I'm at least going to have a phone interview with them to give them an opportunity to tell their story. So love what you're doing. Love the mission, obviously. Love to be a part of it. So tell us about the unconference. What is an unconference?
Absolutely.
who should attend? When is it? How do people sign up? Give us all the details.
Definitely. So I created the unconference back in 2016 as a way, again, to, you know, looking at ways we can bring women together. And also, too, I had a lot of experience with corporate meeting planning when I worked at LinkedIn. I did global events for them. And I'm like, well, I have the skills to do it. Why not put it on? And having experience doing that, but also being a professional speaker, I've spoken at countless numbers of conferences. So I've had experience as a speaker and what that looks like. So I called it the End Conference because it's not a typical conference. And I put together what I feel is an ideal conference for women based on what I've seen and experienced. And that's why I called the End Conference. For one, it's a great conversation starter. And they say, what's End Conference? It's not your typical conference. And why is that? One is we provide childcare. That is such a barrier for women to attend anything. And not just single moms, it could be married. They just, you know, when you look at ways, okay, I want to enjoy this 3-day weekend, but I don't have anybody to watch the kids, or my husband's not able to. Or so we feed them, we have activities, and they can also spend time with mom as well. So that's one thing we do. So what I do is I take the typical traditional breakout sessions, the professional development, the opening session, but I also bring in other things. We bring in massage therapists. We've had acupuncture. We've had makeup done. We've had hair done. I also bring in horses for equine therapy. We've had the VA van come out and do flu shots. So what I did is I looked at, okay, I know we all have that list. Okay, if I just had time, I would go do this.
Right.
Well, let's give that to women that weekend. Let's give them that. If I just had time, this is what I can get all this done. My next thing is, I don't know if it'll happen this year, but maybe next year, is I want a mammogram van. Because when you look too at statistics for women veterans, we're more at risk of breast cancer because of things we've been exposed to.
Right.
Right? And that's probably on people's list too. It's like, oh, I just don't have time. But hey, if I can help her do that, I'm just like the flu shots. You know, they gave flu shots last year. So if I can bring all that together, plus have, you know, a fun party of mix and mingle, we do a theme. This year's will be come dressed as someone famous. We've done Roaring 20s, so it's just fun. And we also, too, have our small business award presentation that we do. And then we do a community give back event. So I'm just trying to wrap all these fun things into one weekend for women. But it's that connection that women have. It's, you know, women are... they're laughing or they're crying or, you know, they're coming to me and say, oh my gosh, I just never realized, you know, that there are so many other women veterans out here or just having that connection. But to go back on what I was saying before about clothing, so we have a clothing boutique there. We also have a stylist that helps women as well. But the one thing is I don't accept used clothing. So we have one of our women, she partners with some high-end clothing and they donate clothing to us. So we've had the Worth New York, Kiona's. So every year, and they're all sizes. And women are able to take home a brand new outfit with price tags that could be $100
to $300. Wow.
On there. So, right, because it's uplifting. And you can go get your hair done. And we have professional headshots. So we bring a photographer in. So women are, right, that's the other thing. It's not, I was like, okay, if I just had time, I'd get a headshot.
Right.
So we offer these. We also do painting, wine tasting. We're going to do a dance class this year. So it's bringing all of that in to a very fun, reasonably cost weekend. I just hope we don't have to raise our prices because, you know, we count on sponsorships to help offset the cost, too, for that. But to bring all that in for women and, you know, for them just to get excited about coming back next year. And it's really cool because a lot of the women I know, but they don't know each other. And then all of a sudden now their Facebook friends is like, oh, yeah, because they met at the End Conference. And so for some women, this will be our 6-1. It's a reunion for them because they come from all over the U.S.,
yeah.
So you're able to come back year after year. There, we do have a online merchandise that we sell. We bring our whole store to the End Conference, so women are able to buy, whether it's shirts or hats or any other items, jewelry, they're able to buy that there at the End Conference. And we also carry books that are authored by women veterans, so they're available on our online store, and we also bring those there. And last year, we had a breakout session. It was a panel of women veteran authors, and they had their books for sale in the store, and they pretty much sold out because they were there and able to sign the books and sell the books for them. So it's, you know, and I also want to give opportunity for other women authors to be able to sell their books, not just on Amazon, but to get them in there. So that's the weekend. So right now, we're still a go. We're 5 months out, October 23rd through the 25th at the Tropicana Resort in Las Vegas. And trust me, I'm watching daily as far as things that are happening in Vegas, as far as when they're opening up. Sure. I mean, we know it's going to look a little bit different than it has looked before. And we haven't decided to cancel or going forward. We are going to implement. We do use an app, which is fantastic. It's a great way to stay connected before and during the event. But we're also going to bring in virtual. So what's going to happen is women that are not able to come for a small fee, they can register and they can watch the sessions via the app, but they can also connect with all the women that are at the unconference as well.
Nice. I love it. That is awesome. Well, it sounds like a fantastic weekend. I certainly hope I'm planning to be there. So I hope that COVID-19 doesn't disrupt the plans. I love that you, you bring in a clothing company to give suits to the women veterans. And you know, that's great for their company, because that lady veteran is going to go out and tell hundreds, if not thousands of people, where she got that suit, who gave, you know, what brand it is. That's like free advertising.
Absolutely. And a cool thing I just want to share is we partnered with Swarovski's, the jeweler, a couple years ago, and they made we have some for sale on our website, but all of our Women Veterans Alliance that were members, they received a special dog tag pendant necklace at the event. And they had Swarovski's had a note thanking the women for their service in that. These other little things that we can do to help women feel special, but also too, they're also getting the camaraderie and they're also getting development, whether they're learning a new skill or, you know, being able to connect with others.
Absolutely. No, it makes a big difference. Absolutely. So I love it.
And it's also open to it's active duty, guard, reserve, as well as women veterans. Okay. We do have caregivers that come. We do have a small amount of spouses that have come. But I mean, our primary audience, of course, is women veterans. And we do get some women that are, you know, guard and reserve and active duty as well. We want them to come. We want them to network there.
Yeah, that should be a good, that should be a starting point for any women veterans that are looking, or service members that are looking to get out anytime soon. Start there, because that's a huge foundational network across the country that will be a tremendous help to everybody. So that's,
absolutely,
that's amazing.
Absolutely.
So we've talked a little bit about this kind of throughout, but what would you say is your best advice for a woman service member or transitioning veteran?
Network. Get on LinkedIn, have a LinkedIn profile. I mean, I teach LinkedIn classes. Actually, that's the biggest chapter in my book is about LinkedIn. Of course, I also work there as well, but that's... you got to be on there, because if jobs aren't posted, how is someone going to find you? And then going back to is knowing your value. And that's where, you know, mentorship and being able to talk to someone else too. And two things I always tell people is, one, don't wait till you're 100% ready, because it ain't going to happen. And you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Love it. That's
Those are my,
true.
Yes. I'll
very,
wrap it up that
true.
Way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Melissa, thank you for your service in the Navy and your continued service to our women veterans. I again, personally appreciate it. I personally know from experience where I've lived and been, and especially these last 5 years, I've been involved with veterans again, that it's vitally important. It really is. So we appreciate you sharing your story and your insights today, and wish you very much continued success. Listeners, go out to womenveteransalliance.org. Check out what they're doing. Support them. If you're a female veteran, sign up. Be part of the charge. You're going to get a lot out of it. So again, that's womenveteransalliance.org. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at veteransascend.com. Thank you again, Melissa. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe
out
there.
Thank you, Robin.